Kapitel Membeis in Tehillim starts with Ka'ayal Targa Rafiki Moim Kenashi Sarge Lecholikim. Ka'ayal Targa Rafiki Moim, a ram, is in the Midbar. He hasn't had anything to drink for the longest time. He's at the edge of the Midbar, and he can hear the trickling of a Mayan in the hill above him. He hears the water, and he can't get to it. He's yearning to have a drink of water. That's a description of Klai Yisrael and Golos. We're at the edge of Golos. We're standing at the edge of the desert, and we hear the trickling of the Mayan, the water that could revive us, that could give us chiyus. In the Kehemshich of the Perek, there's a posik. Tohoim el tohoim koire lekoil tzinerecho. Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch explains, and basically it's an explanation of Rashi. Tohoim is a metaphor for tzoros of Klal Yisrael that we've been going through since Churban Beis Hamikdash, azah langa golos, azah shver bitter golos. Tohoim el tohoim koire. It seems as though one wave. Tohoim is the mind that comes from the Tohoim, from the depths of the earth. And it comes up, it gushes, it comes at us like a tsunami. We don't know what's happening to us. We don't know where we are. Tohoim el Tohoim, it seems as though the one wave of Tzoros calls to another wave of Tzoros that's coming behind it, a wave after a wave. What we don't realize that it's lekoil tzinerecho. It's channeled. It's the water's coming. The water's coming through a channel, through a pipe, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is controlling it. To us, it seems that it's just one big gush of water. It seems that it's something tzoros that are uncontrollable. If we stop to think that tohoim el tohoim koyre, when one wave calls to another wave, come after me. Let's do something more destruction. If we stop to realize that it's lekol tzinerecho, the Ribbono Shel Olam is directing everything, nothing goes astray, everything goes exactly where the Ribbono Shel Olam sends it. We came here to Davin, we're concerned with two waves of tzoros that we're in the middle of. The first wave of tzoros came on Simchas Torah and in the days following, Azat Tzor. How many broken families? Hostages, injured people. There's so much to down for just from those 2 days. So many tzubrachim mentioned. Harei for the shvur leiv mechabesh latzvoisim the kodesh boch is harei for the shvur leiv. There are so many shvur leiv. Those who lost entire families and those who lost chalakim of families. Those their families are still hostages. Rav Don Segel once came to visit Rav Noson Tzvi. And he said over that when the Vizhnitzer Rebbe became Rebbe, he came with the Satmar Rebbe, I don't know exactly which Rebbe he's talking about. He came to the Satmar Rebbe, he says he feels like a ganav. My father knew how to daven. My father was able to take a pidyon because he knew how to daven. He says, I take a pidyon, I feel like a ganav. I don't know how to daven. Satmar Rebbe told him, grace of kunst to daven. You have to, midaf no shpir nyenet. Stop to think for a few minutes who you're davening for, what his tzora is, to feel myself the tzora that he's going through. In Sefer Chassidim state, if two people are davening for one choyle, for one person with a tzora, and one's tefillah is answered, the other's tefillah is not answered, it's because the one who davened, the one whose tefillah is answered, He stopped to be magish the tzor of the other person. He made the other person's tzor for his tzor, and that's what makes that the tefillah niskabel. Whether it's 100 times tilim or 1,000 times tilim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not taken back by numbers. Big numbers don't mean anything to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants a piece of my heart, to a piece of my heart to feel somebody else's tzor. Misha says in Yuma that when the Kohen Gadol was in the Kachar Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, he made a truly hirotzen shlo yikonsu lefanecha tfilas oivrei drachim. The oivrei drachim are mispalo. And the Kohen Gadol is mispalo that the Rosham should not accept their tfilah. What are the oivrei drachim mispalo? They're mispalded. They're travelers, and they're going on the way. And rain is for them not good. So they ask the Rebbeinu that it shouldn't rain while they're traveling. So why does the Kohen Gadol want that the Rebbeinu should not answer their tefillah? Because the tzaddiki ador, when they're mispalled for rain, the whole state of the way it says in Masechet Tainis, when there's a tzor, it's a tzor for Klal Yisrael. And the tzaddikim come together and they take their own kodesh berchayv shalir and everybody's mispalled. So why would the Kohen Gadol think that the Rebbeinu will accept the tefillah of Lo'ev Yidrochim more than the tefillah of all the tzaddikim were mispalled for rain for Klal Yisrael? The Velt says that the Teretz is, it says, Vatal Shavosim El Akimun Havoida. When somebody is mispalled and he feels the pressure, he feels the tzorah, his tefillah comes from a much deeper place. The tzaddikim are davening for rain, they're in the middle of the summer and they're davening for rain. Last year was a batzoyos, and they're davening in the months coming there should be rain. It's far off. The one who's traveling and he needs to be comfortable on his small little trip, and he's asking Moshom, there shouldn't be rain. His tefillah comes from the heart because it's right now. The Klal Yisrael felt the pressure of the avoider. They felt the tzor of the avoider, and that's how they daven, and that's why the Moshom heard their tefillahs. In 1948, during the war, War of Independence, there was bombing in Yerushalayim. The Chaznish said he was Mo'er to Tefillah in Bnei Brak, and he said there was once a Gzeiran, the Goyim wanted to make a Gzeiran Shechita. They wanted to make a Gzeiran Shechita because they said Shechita is inhumane. Tzar Bala Chaim. So there's one Chochem there, and he said, we can test if there's Tzar Bala Chaim. The Goyim said that Tzar Bala Chaim is that when you have a few oxen lined up for Shechita, when each one sees the one before him is geshochten, it's Tzar Bala Chaim. So the Chacham says we have a very easy way to test it. While they're shechting, the one in front of this one, give the next one to eat and see if he continues eating or he stops to watch his friends being geshochten. If he continues eating, he's a behemoth, it doesn't, his gaitam can know. He says, if we're sitting in Bnei Brak and we're eating and the people in Yerushalayim are being bound, so it shows us that who we are. To daven for a tzorah, you have to feel the tzorah. All that is the first wave that we have. The second wave that we have, and the first wave is not over yet. There's a lot that goes to for the first wave. But we're still in Sakona, Eish Tzorah Liyankiv. We're surrounded by millions of Arabs. Eish Tzorah Liyankiv. Wherever an Arab missile can land has nothing to do with the Arabs. It's only where the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to land. And we know that it could theoretically land anywhere, wherever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to land. And that's the only, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam channeling all these missiles is the only fact that we have to deal with. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us his story. He wants us to daven. Yashmina is koilech ki koilech harav. The Ribbono Shel Olam likes to hear a koil tefillah that comes from Oimek Halev. The Bishkirov was in Varsha when the Second World War broke out. And one night, there was a suffix whether they should sleep in the house or sleep in the shelter. There was a pach that if they sleep in the shelter, they might be buried under in the shelter. Bishkirov was very, very nervous. The atmosphere was extremely tense until he came to a decision what to do. And as soon as he came to a decision what to do, he said Krish Malamit and went to sleep and slept the whole night. In the morning, the people in the house asked him. It was so tense. He made it at the matzah azay shvatz. It was so such a shver matzah. And how'd you go to sleep? How'd you fall asleep? And Biskirov said that he's not scared of dying. Every bullet has an address. He's not scared of. He's not. What he was nervous about last night is because a yid has to do the right thing. He didn't know what was the right thing to do. And not knowing the right thing what to do, he was nervous. But once he came to that decision, he was fine. Just like he said that he was nervous until the Germans entered Warsaw. Once they entered Warsaw, he was baruiked. Why was he baruiked? He said he wasn't afraid of dying. he didn't know whether he should run or whether he shouldn't run. Now that they're in, now that they're in the Vasar, he knows he can't run, so he has no suffering. So he's Ragua again. On the other hand, during the war of Shechur, war of independence, the Biskarov at one point went with his family by train from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. And he was shreklich nervous. He sat with a metach under stress, under pressure. And when he got to Tel Aviv, his kids asked him, why does he make it so schwarz for everybody? Biskarov said, bitochen doesn't mean to be oblivious of the sakana. Bitochen is only after you feel the sakana, the way it really is, and the way it presents itself. And then to realize that whatever happens, we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to do. I remember as a little boy, if my mother told me that today we're going to the doctor for vaccinations, I'm all like vaccinations where the needle's much, much thicker and longer. And the day that I had to go for vaccination, it was like a half of a tissue ball. But I knew if my mother's taking me, I knew that it's the right thing. But still I felt the pachad. We felt that if we feel the pachad, we have to know we're in the hands of the Ribbono Shelolam. Whether Ribbono Shelolam wants us here or he wants us there, whether it's through a missile, whether it's through any other way that Ribbono Shelolam, it doesn't matter where it is, there's no running away from the Ribbono Shelolam. Wherever we are, we're in the hands of the Ribbono Shelolam. He wants to hear our koilas, he wants to hear our tefillas, he wants to hear a koil of tefillah. It's not enough to say tehillim, there's a koil of tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, we should be able to daven ma'omek halev, to feel what it is, somebody else's netzorah. Last week I happened to be a little bit in the south and I came back Thursday night. I stopped at a light, and the next car there was a soldier who wanted to come back to Yerushalayim, and they asked us to take him. So the next car asked us to take this guy to Yerushalayim. He was in Gaza for 3 weeks, didn't talk home, no cell phone. The soldiers have no cell phones. I didn't see who he was. He was sitting in the back. I asked him if he's in the regular army or if he's in the reserves, in Miluim. He said he's in Miluim. I asked him, what do you do all year round? Avrech Koyla. And he was there for 3 weeks. And they gave him one day off. It was Thursday night. They told him he'd probably have to come back for Shabbos. Thinking a little bit about sitting next to a guy, we should be zayich to be mspam to ma'im ekalef. Kuf of Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Membeis. Shilam aloi, se zoin ayel horim, ayin yavo yazri. Yazri, mayim adoino, yoisei shumayim volet. Tein amoy tag lecha al yonum shem lecha Hinei lo yonu v'lo yishon shem Yisrael Adonai shem lecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach baloilo Adonai yishmocha mikol ra Yishmoyes nafshecha Adelo yishmo tzeischo v'echo me'ato v'yad elo Shira malo Mi mama kim kosi chadoi no. Chadoi no ishma v'koyli tiyena az necha kashu bois v'koyl tachanu no. Chadoi no.
Rabbeinu, Tishmaya, Adonai, Miyama. Maskil David v'yaisai v'amaros filo. Koyli el Adonai yezak, koyli el Adonai yezchana.
Chaim Tzvi ben Chana, Tzvi Mordechai ben Rochaleo.
Tzvi Mordechai ben Rochaleo.
Bima Gittel Basratza.
Bima Gittel Basratza. Shmuyis Ben Henry Freyza.
Abram Eliezer.
Abram Eliezer.
Ben China.
Avigail Basarachel.
Avigdor?
Avigail.
Avigail?
Basarachel.
Basarachel. Chaim Shlomo Ben Yochel. Chaim Shlomo Ben Yochel.
Miriam Basarachel. Sarasena,
Sarasena, Basketball,
Elohim the Bas Rishon.
Elohim the Bas Rishon.
Yosef ben Rachel.
Yosef ben Rachel.
Rina Esther.
Rina Esther.
Is he after Gita?
Is he after Gita?
Nier ben Yachel.
Nier.
Nier
ben Yachel.
Nier. Nier.
Nier.
Miriam.
Nier.
Dina Baruch.
Dina Baruch.
Dina
Baruch.
Yehuda ben Chana.
Yehuda ben Chana.
Michel Michel
ben
Chatzir.
Michel Michel
ben Chatzir.
Ben
Chatzir.
Chatzir.
Open word.
Open word.
Open word.